can't think of anything.
Okay. What do you call the kind of car that's mostly for big families where they have an extra seat in the back and a tailgate? Big square thing?
Station wagon.
Mm-hmm. And then what are the two kinds of small delivery trucks? The kind first with the closed load bed, what would you call it?
Panel truck.
Okay, and then if it had an open load bed?
It'd be just a flat truck, flat body.
Okay, good. And then if you were going to the airport and you didn't want to take a taxi, what might you take? I know they have these because I heard somebody...
Airline limousine.
Okay, yeah, I heard somebody asking for it at the motel. And then what is the public transportation?
I don't think we have buses that run to the airport.
Well, not just to the airport, but within the city you do have...
Well, we have buses that run all over the city.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then what is the place on the car where the speedometer is located?
The dashboard.
All right, and the little place over at the right where you...
Now, that's the word you don't hear much anymore.
What?
Dashboard.
Don't you? What do you hear now?
I just seldom hear anybody say that word.
Well, that's what I would have said, I suppose. I suppose. Well, what's the place over at the right where you keep maps?
Glove compartment.
Okay. And then what is the little rubber thing that you might put around the maps to hold them together?
Rubber band.
Mm-hmm. And a little metal thing made up that you would put...
Gem clip.
You do say gem clip.
Gem clip.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Then where do you keep the spare tire in the car?
Under the back part in front of the... You just say open the back of the car and get the spare tire out.
Would you call it the trunk or the luggage?
Well, yes, it would be the trunk, yes.
Okay. Then what do you step on to make the car go?
Accelerator.
All right. And what if you don't have automatic transmission, what's the thing that you pour down?
Gear shift.
Would you call it anything different if it's on the wheel or on the floor?
Usually on the floor, they talk about four on the floor.
Mm-hmm. And on the wheel, would they say?
Just be a gear shift.
Okay. And then in shopping centers sometimes or college campuses, they have these little things that make you slow down.
Rumble strips.
All right. I never heard it called that,
yep.
But that's a good word, uh-huh. Let's see. Then what are different types of fire department vehicles?
Pumpers. Hook and ladder.
Mm-hmm. What would just be a general name for all of them?
Just the fire department or fire equipment.
If you heard the siren, you'd look out the window and say, there goes the...
There comes the fire engines.
Okay. Do you have that kind where they have a boom and a bucket?
Yes, we do.
What would you call those?
It's an aerial ladder.
Mm-hmm. You'd use that term to refer to the entire...
Right, because the ladder goes up with mm-hmm. a bucket on it. And
what do you call that kind of emergency vehicle they send out when perhaps someone has a heart attack?
Pull motor.
Hmm. I never heard that term. What is that? What kind? What is that exactly?
That could be in the chief's car, or it could be on any one of the engines, and would go in to resuscitate someone.
Hmm. All right. And then, what do the police drive around in?
Cruisers.
Okay. Any other term?
Police cars, or sometimes unmarked cars.
Mm-hmm. And what is the big vehicle where they might put several criminals in the back?
Well, they used to call it the Black Mariah.
Did they call it that in Savannah?
That was a name that, ever since I can remember, I don't know what they refer to it today. Being in the lumber business, our employees were very heavy black, and I have worked as many as 200 mm-hmm. blacks at one time, and it's been a real education to be around them and see how they live, the different type of mm-hmm. life they live mm-hmm. from others,
mm-hmm.
some of the things that they do. It's people with.
Thank you. Then the kind of vehicle that the police might